Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. How can we praise God? Well, Psalm 35 verse 18 says, "I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise you." When do we assemble together? Well, what about church? Do you get to assemble or gather together with other believers? When we go to church, it's important to tell others what God has done, to praise Him for all the blessings that He has given us. Boys and girls, we talked about last time how Paul and Barnabas were planning another missionary journey, and they were thinking about taking John Mark with them. But the problem was, the last time they had taken John Mark, he had flaked on them. He had given up and gone home early, and so Paul was not excited about giving him a second chance. But Barnabas really wanted to give him a second chance, and John Mark was Barnabas's nephew. So we're going to find out today what ended up happening. But before we do, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time we get to spend with you and to think about you, to learn about some men who were willing to sacrifice and give up their families and the comforts of their home so that they could go and spread your message of love to those around them. Be with us and help us to learn more today from your word, the Bible. Amen. When Barnabas wanted to take Mark with them on their next missionary journey, Paul didn't think it was a good idea. He was afraid that if they start having a hard time, then Mark would leave them again. Well, finally, they decided that Barnabas should take Mark with them, and someone else should go with Paul. So, who did Paul take? Well, we're going to find out. Let's open our Bibles. Do you have it with you? If you don't, go get it. You can pause the recording and go get it. But I really want you to look up this verse with us. If you need some help, ask an adult in the family to help you. And let's look up Acts chapter 15, verse 38 through 40. Acts chapter 15, verse 38 through 40. Acts is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. 15, those are the chapters, the big numbers. And then when you look under 15, they have all those little numbers. Those are the verses. We want to find verse 38, and we're going to read 38, 39, and 40. Acts chapter 15, verse 38 through 40. Let's see what that says.
But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God.
It says that the contention became so sharp, in other words, they could not agree, that they decided to go their separate ways. So who did Paul pick to go with him? He picked Silas. So Barnabas and Mark sailed off to Cyprus. Do you know where Cyprus is? Well, what I want you to do is to find a map of the Bible times. Now, it might be in the back of your Bible. My Bible has a map in the back of it of Paul's missionary journeys. And if your Bible doesn't have one, maybe a different Bible in your house would, or you can ask your parents to help you find a map online, because they have lots of different maps online that you can see where Cyprus is. So, What I like to do is look it up on the map, because when I can see it on the map, it helps it to be more real, because this really happened. It's not just a story, it really happened. These are real people, they are real places, and we're learning about them. Now, something else that could make it even more real is if you use like Google Maps and you figure out how far it is from Jerusalem to Cyprus, or from Antioch to Cyprus, or even from your house to Cyprus, how long it would take you to get there, so that you can kind of put it in perspective of how long these men were traveling and how they would travel. Would they go on land, or would they take a boat or a ferry? How would they do it? All right? So I want to challenge you to get a map and find where Cyprus was, so that this will be more real to you and you'll know kind of where we're going. I'm going to look on my map. I have it right here. Let's see. Where is Cyprus? Oh, I see it. It's an island in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. Wow. So they went to Cyprus. There's Antioch. Okay, so they would have probably taken a boat. Well, they would have had to, because they didn't have airplanes to fly over there. And then that is way north of Jerusalem. So you would have to go way up. Okay. Wow, so see, I learned something new. Maybe you could try it. Go find a map of, mine says Paul's second and third missionary journeys. Find a map about the missionary journeys in that area, the Mediterranean Sea, and see if you can find it, okay? In case you're wondering, Mark didn't go back home this time, okay? So Barnabas and Mark went to Cyprus, and then Paul and Silas went on their way to many other places. So if you're wondering, Mark didn't go back home this time. He was such a good helper for Barnabas that in the end, Paul trusted him too. In fact, we can see that Paul trusted him. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. Let's look up 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. Now, I don't think we found a verse yet in 2 Timothy. So I'll help you find it, okay? It's in the New Testament. We went over the books of the New Testament last quarter. So you have Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, then Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and then you have 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy. And if you get to Titus or Philemon, you've gone a little too far. 2 Timothy. We want the second book of Timothy, not the first one. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11.
Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry.
Paul said that he was useful, that he was helpful. Isn't that neat? Sometimes people just need a second chance. Sometimes they learn from their mistakes and they just need an opportunity to do it again. Well, when Paul and Silas got to a place called Troas, you can find that on that Bible map. You'll probably be able to see it there. Well, Paul had a vision, and in that vision, he was told that they needed to go to Macedonia and tell the people there about Jesus. Soon, they were on their way. Do you know who they took with them? Dr. Luke. Remember? Luke is the one who wrote the book of Luke, and he's also the one who wrote the book of Acts. They took Dr. Luke with them. Let's look at Acts chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 9, 10, and 11. Acts chapter 16, verses 9, 10, and 11. We're going back to Acts. It's in the middle of the Bible, chapter 16. And then we're going to read the little verses, the little numbers, verse 9, 10, and 11. Let's see what that says.
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day came to Neapolis.
So off they went to Macedonia. You know, Philippi was an important city in Macedonia. And Paul and Silas stopped there for several days. What did they do on Sabbath? Look at verse 12 and 13. I hope you didn't close your Bible. Don't close your Bible because we have a couple more verses to look up even after this one. Verses 12 and 13. Let's see what that says.
And from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there.
Where did they go? Down to the riverside. And they met somebody, a woman named Lydia. And what was her job? What did she do? She sold a special dye, a purple dye, that they would use to dye cloth, to make blankets, or rugs, or clothing, or headpieces, all of that. So that's what she did. And as she listened to what Paul said, what did she want to do? She wanted him to come and tell her family. And that's what he did. And you know what? Her and her family were baptized. Look at verse 14 and 15. Acts chapter 16, verse 14 and 15. See what that says.
Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her husband were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? You know, Paul and Silas had a comfortable place to stay. People were learning about Jesus. Can you see why God wanted them to go to Macedonia? There was a whole other group of people that were willing and ready and waiting to hear about him. Isn't it nice that God's in charge? He's in control. And if we pray and if we talk to him and ask him, he'll show us what we are to do, where we are to go, what we are to say. That's so encouraging. Let's thank him. Lord, thank you for knowing everything. Thank you for leading us and guiding us and showing us where we are to go and how we are to be. Please help us to be bold for you and to share your love with others. Amen.
Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. You and your household. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. You and your household.
Hey, moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the seed pods? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.